I'm kind of excited that you have maybe a fairly big announcement of where the proceeds from the actual tournament will go to. This is pretty exciting stuff.
Well, it is. You know, we talked about, we do an awful lot of scholarships at the Alliance Public School Foundation, which everybody knows. So we got thinking, well, we do enough scholarships, let's do something else. So all the proceeds, all the profits on this is going to go to the new track.
Excellent. Excellent. Yes. And so, again, we're going to be hearing a lot about that project that's going to be coming up here in the coming months. But that's a huge project, and it's a pretty substantial amount of capital. So every little bit helps, but that's a nice gesture on the Public Schools Foundation part.
Yeah, I think it is. We just decided let's diversify a little bit and help the school system as much as we can. The other thing is we've had sponsors. Mm-hmm. We get sponsors that will sponsor the holes. Right now we have 33 sponsors, from
Excellent.
Individuals to corporations. Mm-hmm. Are sponsoring, so that's great. So there's also extra money coming in.
Yeah, and there's probably a maximum of maybe 36 on there.
If we have more than that, we'll be more than happy to take those in.
Than happy to do that as well.
Correct.
Okay, so again, like to limit it to 36 teams. So the first 36 teams that enter, that would be two teams, two foursomes teeing off on each hole.
Correct.
And that'll get your tournament over in about 4 hours. That's about the average time of something like that. Yeah.
And the Muzzy tournament started about 1 o'clock. We're starting at 12:30, just from the simple fact the Fab Four are going to be that night. If people want to make both events, I think they'll be done eating and with the prizes that they can actually do both events.
Still taking teams, I'm sure, still taking registrations.
Yes.
And you can contact Doug at Skyview, 762-1466.
Yes.
I'm sorry, 1446.
1446.
1446. We'll get that right.
Yeah.
But, well, Chaz, that sounds like that's going to be a neat event. Obviously, again, the track committee itself is running their fundraising through the foundation. So this just kind of seems like a natural, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does. It's a natural match. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this will increase money value on this and get that track off the ground and in the ground.
And you're hoping, too, that this becomes an annual event probably for years to come, hopefully.
I hope so. So it's been fun in the past with the Muzzy tournament. They had good turnout. They had a lot of people from all over the area come. Well, we would like also, you know, the alumni that are coming back for the alumni reunions.
Sure.
It'd be a great event for them to come out and join us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it sounds like a fun event. That's going to be, again, Saturday, July 18th, which will be the Saturday of Heritage Days. Skyview Golf Course, east of town, 12:30 tee time start. Come early, have lunch, sponsored and sold by the cross country team. And then proceeds, again, will go to the Alliance Track Fund, which, again, is being fundraising is going on right now for that. So,
yes.
Chaz, that sounds good. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
No,
touched on everything?
I think we touched on everything. Just get your teams together, register as early as possible, and let's get this to be an annual and a great event.
That sounds good, Chaz. Again, contact Doug at Skyview, 762-1446. If you didn't get that number, give us a buzz. I'll have something up on the website as well, and we'll get that information out to folks who are interested in participating. Chaz, thanks for talking with us
Mike,
today.
Thanks for having me here.
You bet, Jim. Chaz Lyric with us here today on KCOW.